This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. As we kick off another week of fun and excitement tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. That's the way a good talk show website should be. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. We will, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and then, of course, share things with you that we think you might find interesting. In fact, a lot of the stuff that we'll be sharing with you was created by, well, was shared with us by listeners like you. Our website actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can go and submit different show prep suggestions to the site. You find something online that you think is pretty neat that you want to share with us and with all of our other listeners, with a lot of our listeners, then you go to freetalklive.com, you submit the link there, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike it. Simple little system. You either hit the plus or the minus button, and then you get to vote on things too, and the most voted up will make that appear on the top of our page, or towards the top on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive. Deciding where to start tonight is a little bit difficult. There's some big news out there. Here's one from Time Magazine. One of the most contentious issues in the vast literature about alcohol consumption has been the consistent finding that those who don't drink actually tend to die sooner than those who do. That's huge news. Now, I mean, you've heard that one drink a day can be good for various things, right? Like drinking.
I've definitely heard that, yes.
Right. That what is it, good for heart conditions or something like that?
Stuff.
Right. But then there's even more shocking news here. The standard Alcoholics Anonymous explanation for this finding is that many of those who show up as abstainers in such research are actually former hardcore drunks who had already incurred health problems associated with drinking. However, a new paper in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research suggests that for reasons that aren't entirely clear, that abstaining from alcohol does actually tend to increase one's risk of dying, even when you exclude former drinkers. So the most shocking part of it all, abstainers' mortality rates are higher than those of even heavy drinkers. So,
well, I've heard the saying for most of my life, you find a lot of old drunks, you don't find a lot of old smokers.
George Burns made it to 100.
George Burns was a cigar smoker, and that's an anecdotal case, right? Like one
anecdotal,
smoker.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
You put the letter T in anecdotal.
Anecdotal.
You add a T and you say anecdotal.
Anecdotal?
It's anecdotal. Yeah.
Okay. So it's an anecdotal case.
Mm-hmm.
Anecdotal. Anecdotal. Whatever.
You got it.
And that's not science. It's just some jackal on the radio saying, "I know an old guy who smokes." So shut up. Yeah. And he smokes cigars. Cigars aren't necessarily inhaled. Most of the people that smoke cigarettes die from lung cancer. And if you don't get the smoke in your lungs, you don't get lung cancer.
I just think it's absolutely fascinating here, though. What they're saying is that heavy drinkers actually living longer than non-drinkers.
You could save eggs and pickles much better that way. Hog's feet, too.
Now, to be fair, moderate drinking, which is defined as 1 to 3,
that'll kill you.
1 to 3 drinks per day, is associated with the lowest mortality rates in alcohol studies. So probably better to, instead of not drinking at all or drinking heavily, drink moderately. That's what they're suggesting here. Moderate alcohol use, especially when the beverage of choice is red wine, is thought to improve heart health, circulation, and sociability. Well,
is that why I took off my pants and ran around the party? Because I had
when
no
did you
social...
do that?
No, it is not. It's just it's a drunk joke.
Yeah, so anyway, they say here, which can be important because people who are isolated don't have as many family members and friends who can notice and help treat health problems. But why would abstaining from alcohol lead to a shorter life? It's true that those who abstain from alcohol that tend to be from lower socioeconomic classes, since drinking can be expensive.
So people who abstain from alcohol tend to be from lower socioeconomic classes.
That's interesting. I didn't know
expensive.
That.
It's not expensive. I mean,
well, if you don't have a whole lot of money and you're spending a significant portion of your income on alcohol,
we're talking
it's
about
expensive.
Moderate drinkers here. We're not talking about people who You know, this is people who, for whatever reason, you know,
a few drinks a day is still a few bucks a day, and that does add up.
Not necessarily. It's 1 to 3 drinks we're talking about here,
yeah.
And you can get yourself a nice can of Natty Light for about 40 cents. I think that this is sort of where I'm coming down on this one. Is I don't like the idea of drinking one beer. I like the idea of drinking 4 or 5 beers.
Yeah.
You know, one beer doesn't necessarily do it for me. I've certainly done it in my life, but I don't know if I'm at home. Maybe this is where the lower income people come down. They've said, I've drank too much. I'm done with this. I'm just not going to drink any more at all. It doesn't do anything for me. And I guess it does do something for you.
Yeah, I'm not really a heavy drinker, right? I mean, normally for me, 3 is my maximum.
Yeah.
So I guess now I'm feeling better about drinking more often because I've been drinking a little bit more often now that I'm like I may be drinking, right?
I'm staying home because you have curfew of 6 o'clock.
Well, right. They set my curfew because I was I was participating in the drinking game here in Keene that a few weeks ago made national and international headlines, national international news. I don't know if headlines is the right term, but it made some news and got us some attention here for what's going on in Keene. Which was great. I ended up getting arrested since I was already out on 2 bails. It didn't matter that it was a frivolous, nonsense arrest that was targeted at me for, well, because they've got a vendetta against me, apparently. That all didn't matter. The man in the black robe decided that I had that I was to be given a 12-hour curfew, so that I was to be on my property between the hours of 6 p.m. and 6 a.m.
My favorite is you send him a letter asking for it to be sort of modified, so that you could go to the Cheshire TV events,
the local board meetings,
the board meetings and stuff. He wants proof that you're a Cheshire TV. I mean, who comes up with a lie like that?
Yeah, yeah. So, just, he just wants me to jump through his hoops, right? No, you can't do this yet. You need to jump through a couple more hoops before I'll let you have another hour. You take an hour off your curfew or something like that.
It's hard for me to get too upset about an annoying jerk getting treated badly.
I think I may be actually drinking more now than I was when I was out at the nightcap every night, where it's kind of known for people out there drinking in public and things like that. I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. But now I can feel better about it because science has shown that moderate drinkers live longer and that if you don't drink at all, then you might die sooner.
Well, they do mention red wine in there. So if you're going to drink for the purpose of living longer, you probably should go for the red wine.
Well, yeah, but that's only for the heart thing, right?
It's one of the major killers, right?
Why was these? So let's look a little further at this, though. They say here that that people of lower socioeconomic statuses have more life stressors, job and child care worries that might not only keep them from the bottle, but also cause stress-related illnesses over long periods. Although it would seem to me that life stressors drive people to drink. A lot of the people that have drinking problems because they're trying to cope with their stressors in life.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine.
It all seems backwards, what they're saying here.
Fewer people have stressors when they're rich. That doesn't make much sense to me.
But even after controlling for nearly all imaginable variables, socioeconomic status, level of physical activity, number of close friends, quality of social support, and so on, the researchers found that over a 20-year period, mortality rates were highest for those who had never been drinkers. So regardless of all of those variables.
Well, maybe it's the exercise for your liver. You know, if you never – the idea is that drinking's bad for your liver. And I'm sure
too much of it is. Right?
Yeah. Just in the same way that lifting too many weights can be bad for you. There's lots of injuries of people who lift weights.
Oh, yeah.
However, lifting weights and exercising some is very good for you.
Mm-hmm. They found also that second highest or heavy drinkers mortality rates were highest for those who had never been drinkers, second highest for heavy drinkers, and lowest for moderate drinkers. The sample of those who were studied included individuals between ages 55 and 65 who had had any kind of outpatient care in the previous 3 years. The 1,824 participants were followed for 20 years of their lives, and 63% of them were men. 69% of the never drinkers died during the 20 years, 60% of the heavy drinkers died, and only 41% of the moderate drinkers died. Interesting statistics. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those. Head on over there. You can enjoy the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free. In fact, the last week's worth of the program is there on the front page of the site. And then when you click into the archives section, that'll take you back to November of 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com. By the way, the archives are brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And if you used HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com as a portal, you'll get your first month completely free. Doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Matthew's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's
hey,
Matthew.
Calling... Go ahead. Hey, good to hear from you guys.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling because, well, I'm a couple of fact checks from Saturday's show. From the mosque, which I don't really want to beat that topic up because I know it's been done a lot already. But the gentleman was saying that Coke Industries was behind the anti-mosque, the Coca-Cola product. He actually misspoke. It was Coke Industries, which is associated with Freedom Works, which is a right-wing kind of Tea Party organization that is funding, which he meant to say. It's K-O-C-H.
Not yeah, I'm familiar with Coke Industries. The guy is a very wealthy man who has some of the most successful, I guess, companies. He's one of the most successful private entrepreneurs out there. And he's one of the founders behind the Cato Institute, as I understand it. And I guess there's some bad blood between Coke and Lou Rockwell. I don't know what all that is. I don't know... Everything all right over there?
And, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm next to some kids playing on a merry-go-round.
Gotcha. It sounds like an indoor merry-go-round. Are you inside?
Yeah, I work at Lucky's, unfortunately.
What's
and,
that?
I'll find out in a second.
Lucky's is a West Coast grocery store. So
they have a merry-go-round in the grocery store? And it's inside?
Yeah, inside. It's a pretty nice grocery store, so...
This is very interesting. I've never heard of that before. We've heard of Coke, and I had a feeling that's what that caller was getting at, but he didn't seem to know what he was talking about. So it was hard to confirm that with him. So now you're saying that Coke Industries is supporting the, or rather, the Coke Industries is against the building of the mosque.
That's what I believe. But like I said, this is a topic. And a conversation that I think is taking us away from the bigger eye off the prize, as they say, as far as American society. This is something to keep us entertained while they do harsh, you know, like this stupid war in Iraq and the stupid war in Afghanistan. It's something to keep us off our mind off of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much bigger topic.
I've heard a lot of people say that, and it's a very nice way of saying that this is a tidbit thrown out there that feeds the bigots. And you know, they're just out there. They're in mass. And you know, I understand to some extent where they're coming from in that. You know, I'm not that fond of the Muslim folks. I don't like their religion much. I don't like, in general, their culture over there comparative to mine. However, I'm not of the opinion that I can change those people by hating them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And this is just red meat for those people. Because the elected officials in New York City, whether you consider that to be valid or not, have decided that this thing can move forward. And I don't consider it valid. As far as I'm concerned, you should be able to build a mosque any place you want if that's what you want to do.
Without asking anyone's permission.
As long as
permission.
You own the property.
Yeah.
So, this is the perfect story to show conservatives, hey, you don't care anything about property rights.
And it's like the first caller you had, the very first caller that you had Saturday, he said, well, you're an educated guy, and I'm an educated guy, and I believe in property rights. But come on. I mean, what?
I believe in property rights, but
until you give them to those gosh darn Muslim folks, the people that are browner than me.
Yes. It was hilarious to listen to, and it just got my ire up a bit. Yep. But speaking of ire, and get back to your main topic, you're talking about the alcohol. I was at a festival this Thursday in San Jose, California, where it was a reggae festival, so you could imagine that there was a lot of pot smoking going on.
They were drinking a lot of red wine at the reggae festival?
I don't know about red wine, but I can tell you, I haven't been that high since I don't remember being that high, ever. And I just couldn't believe, like, you hear old people, I'm in my 40s now, and I hear old people all the time talking about the younger generation is, oh, they're not as polite, and they're not as respectful, and they're not as... You know, they're going to, whatever the old people say, get off my grass. I was doing all that. Until I went to this festival, And this festival showed me that these teenage kids were so polite, and they were so, excuse me, sir, I'm sorry, you know, can I get by you? And it just, it made me feel great about what the younger generation coming up. But I was thinking, they were all high. They were all high on marijuana. Now, if these guys were all high on alcohol, would it have been the same situation?
No way.
I doubt it.
No way.
So people, like, if I ever have kids, I'm going to much rather have my kids smoke marijuana than drink beer.
I heard that, man.
You have to do one of the two. So I just want to put that out there.
I'll tell you.
It's much more politer.
It's a tough thing for me to get my head around. I know that Jack is going to, at some point, imbibe alcohol, and I am going to help assist him in learning the proper way to do that. I cannot get my mind around the idea of helping Jack smoke marijuana. I'm just not ready to do that. It seems like a...
But, Mark, do you think that's because of the influences of society and media and how...
Sure. 100%.
You've got to get over that.
Man, by the time Jack is what, two something?
He's two and a half.
Two and a half. By the time Jack is old enough to smoke pot, we hopefully will have it legalized by then. That's a long way
away. Well, I'm in California come November, we hope. But
yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. I won't hold you up.
Things are looking good out there, right? I mean, as far as the poll numbers and that sort of thing, from what I've understood.
Ian, I talk to people every day, and I hear people use that same argument that the guy was talking about the mosque. Yeah, I heard a lady specifically say, oh, yeah, the argument for legalization is strong, but come on. And I'm like, please don't vote. Please don't vote. Stay home.
But come on, what?
She's like, we can't legalize drugs. And I'm like, why not? And she couldn't give me an explanation why.
Right,
just
wow.
She's just
stuck in her paradigm. I get it.
Thanks, Matthew, for the thoughts and the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Look, Mark, it's all right if you want to teach Jack how to drink. It's all right to teach him how to smoke pot. But whatever you do, don't teach him how to swear. According to the news here, the Associated Press reporting from Hartford, Connecticut, a man who captured a short video of his 8-year-old neighbor tossing around swear words and posted it online says he never thought it would land him in handcuffs. Josh Eastman said Thursday that he still was taken aback that the boy's family chose to call the police to get the clip removed from YouTube. He said he was shocked by his arrest. If they didn't like the video, they could have just asked me nicely to take it off, and I would have taken it off.
People don't do that anymore.
They didn't have to go call the police and have me arrested for it. Eastman, 34, was arrested Tuesday and was charged with impairing the morals of a child after the boy's mother alerted authorities of an online clip titled Swearing Kid. Police said he posted $2,500 bail and is due in court on September 8th. Now, of course, the point being, this actually wasn't his child. But should this be a crime?
Well, did he teach the kid to swear?
According to them, we'll bring you back with a little more information here at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerous rising radiation levels.
NukeAlert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See NukeAlert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker disseminators as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find the features there are free, and they include our bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. All free for you. Over 500,000 posts await you there. Head on over, though. Keep in mind, it is virtually unmoderated. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and don't forget to visit our friend Taryn Lupo over at the LCL Report.
Yeah, lclreport.com. He supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. You can support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique jewelry. He does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. You can see it all at lclreport.com. As a matter of fact, you can go over there and check out his Facebook group, too. It's lclreport.com.
All right. Again, 800-259-9231 is the number here. We're telling you about what I consider to be a completely outrageous situation in Hartford, Connecticut, where a man has been arrested and had to pay $2,500 bail in order to get out on a charge of impairing the morals of a child after the boy's mother alerted police of an online clip entitled Swearing Kid, which involved her son, an 8-year-old, which was his neighbor, and him. He filmed the clip. He put it online. It was a 13-second clip depicting the boy outside spewing profanity. The video has been removed from YouTube, but a copy has been obtained by the police and is being reviewed, according to their spokesbureaucrat, who said, "This case is a first of a kind for us." Eastman, this is the man who was accused and arrested of Bridgeport, said his family and the boy's family are friendly. Apparently not friendly enough to where the neighbors would have actually came and talked to him, as he suggested, "Look, you could have just come and talked to me, and I would have taken the clip down from YouTube if you just asked me to."
Yeah.
instead of calling the cops. But like you said, Mark, this is how people have been trained to solve their interpersonal problems. They just go straight to the men with guns rather than actually trying to be neighborly about something. Just like with the couch situation with me, I went to jail because a neighbor demanded that I remove a couch by using the government to try to force me to. And that kind of made me a little upset. So I decided to not do anything. It was my tenants. They had a couch out in their yard. And they sent the neighbor who didn't like it sent the government after me rather than just coming and talking to me. Neighbor to neighbor. Same thing going on here. She could have approached him. He even said this. Anyway, the Eastman said that his family and the boy's family are friendly, and that he recorded the boy on his digital camera because the boy had developed a reputation around the neighborhood for swearing. He said initially that he thought it would be humorous to post the video on YouTube because the site hosts other clips of children cursing. Indeed, if you go and look for kid swearing or swearing kid on YouTube, you'll find plenty of them. So I guess the so-called authorities better get their, better get working. There's some more folks that need arresting out there. Authorities said the boy, whose name hasn't been released, told his mother that Eastman encouraged him to swear and paid him $1. Hey, man, that's pretty good. If you're 8 years old and you can make money by swearing on camera.
So I'm trying to get... Trying to wrap my head around this.
Wait. Three more sentences. The boy's mother told the Connecticut Post newspaper her family was upset over the video, and the boy doesn't usually exhibit that kind of behavior. Yeah, not around you, lady. You're his mom. But when he leaves the house and is out around the neighborhood, apparently, according to this guy, he's gotten himself a reputation as being a little foul-mouthed sailor. Eastman said he did not pay the boy or ask him to curse on camera. He said, I don't know where they came up with that idea. And it was probably the 8-year-old boy who said, yeah, he taught me all those words.
It's certainly right? possible. And you know, this brings up a lot of questions.
I didn't break that lamp.
As far as I'm concerned, a guy who's just filming things that are happening mm-hmm. certainly is not in the wrong. And, you know, there's steps towards what is wrong. So I guess this is my question to you, Ian, is there something this guy could have done that would have been wrong? Could the guy teach the kid how to swear? Would that be wrong?
It may be a little tacky, but I don't think it's wrong.
Okay, I think that, I don't know, like, I don't know what...
If you're going to let your kid out into the world, they're going to learn swears, whether it's from the next-door neighbor or the kids at school or...
It's really a question of what age they learn the swears, and it does...
Eight years old, that would put him in, what, third grade or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I could tell you,
I learned the big
F-bomb at six. I remember specifically being taught by a neighbor kid who was the same age, and I guess he probably learned it someplace too.
Mm-hmm.
So, somehow or another, I managed to make it to this age, having learned it at six. But, I think that it could be wrong, right? Like, maybe not a jailable offense, but I think it's wrong to go around teaching kids as young as you can to cuss like a sailor. I think it's wrong to go passing out nudie books to little boys. I think that's wrong behavior, okay? I think it's bad to give out alcoholic beverages and joints to 4-year-olds, to go into the preschool and passing that crap out.
Yeah.
I think that that is wrong. However, I don't know what I'm willing to incarcerate somebody by or not. And I think that this guy would have probably been, if he in fact did something wrong, and I'm not sure, it seems to me that if he's just filming this foul-mouthed little kid, then, no big deal. Hey, look, I was just showing what your little fat sailor-mouthed kid does when you're not around. And I put it on YouTube. And if you don't like it, like, I get that you may not like it. Mm-hmm. You can ask me to take it down. But you can't call me a bad person for it. All I'm doing is a little bit of journalism in my backyard here.
How are they going to prove that any of this anyway? I mean, they're going to have to call the 8-year-old up on the stand to testify that this man taught him the words?
A kid
at least it's not a cop, right? Because if it was a cop saying those things, then they'd believe the cop. But, yeah, kids will lie, so... Will this guy end up being convicted of this if he actually goes to trial?
Couldn't say.
Unless he takes a plea bargain, which...
He's really in a bad position, I've got to say. If the kid says, he taught me how to say those words and he gave me some money, I mean, they're not gonna grill the kid, well, where's the dollar? Show us, do you have the dollar?
That's not going to prove anything.
Something, anything. They're not going to grill this kid. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if we're going to hear an update on this, but if we do, we'll certainly share it with you because I think it's pretty outrageous. I mean, you're right, Mark. It may be tacky. It may be wrong to do some of those things. I mean, certainly from the parents' perspective, it's wrong, right? I mean, they don't want certain things to be done to with their child. And from their perspective, this man has done something that is morally unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong from his perspective? The kid's hanging out. He teaches him a new swear word. Or I heard you like to swear. Hey, he's saying he didn't teach him anything. Hey, little Johnny, I heard you like to swear. I got my video camera here, and I'll pay you a dollar if you just swear on camera. It'll be hilarious. Is that wrong? I don't think that's necessarily wrong. I mean, the kid got paid. It was a consensual interaction.
I think it's... I think it depends on exactly what, you know, I think that there's gray areas here. I think that he hasn't done anything wrong if he's just filming a kid who's swearing. He's gotten, mm-hmm. he's gotten him. If he paid him to swear, well, then, you know, you're paying this kid to do something that, that his parents are going to be embarrassed by.
Well, I think what's most wrong in this case is the parents going to the police to solve their problems.
That is a poor way to solve the problem. I'll agree with you.
I would say that is more wrong than what he did with this child. Because if you believe that you can protect your children from experiencing things that you think are undesirable, then you need to do whatever it takes to insulate them. And that means maybe moving away from people and living out in the woods or living on some sort of compound with the FLDS members or something like that. I mean,
Well, hold on, just take yourself out of society. I agree to some extent with what you're saying, but I disagree to another extent. And those are the examples I used. Do you think that it's okay for a guy to cruise by the fenced in area in front of the preschool and pass out joints? Hey, if you don't want your kid to get joints passed out to him, don't send him to the preschool. No. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that dude needs his teeth kicked in.
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from on that,
okay.
Mark. I wouldn't necessarily agree with kicking
areas.
In anyone's...
This is not a black and white issue.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with kicking in anyone's teeth, but I would say that if you've got a preschool that has a problem with drunken louts coming around and offering children alcohol or cigarettes...
Can you shoot them with a paintball gun from the yard of the preschool?
If you've warned them that... Wait, who's shooting who?
Can you shoot the guy who's...
The drunken lout?
Yeah.
I think if you've warned him that he needs to go away and he doesn't, then yeah, I think that's acceptable. More coming up at 800-259-9231. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we welcome you to visit us at promote.freetalklive.com. There are different things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world, so go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find everything from banner ads you can place on your website to physical flyers you can print out to ideas about calling local radio stations all over at promote.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, I want to just continue this discussion here about the 8-year-old boy who was videoed swearing, and the neighbor who took the video is now facing criminal charges. Facing a criminal charge called impairing the morals of a child. I guess that's probably related to what's the other one that they have where you corrupt corrupting a child?
Contributing to delinquency.
Delinquency, that's what it is, yeah. I bet you they're probably similar. But this is the first time I've heard of impairing the morals of a child. Now, the allegations by the 8-year-old are that the man offered him a dollar in order to swear on camera and allegedly taught him some of the words, whereas the man's claim is that this young boy has a bit of a reputation around the neighborhood as being a sailor mouth.
He's a swearer.
Yep. And so he just decided, hey, look, I want to record you swearing or something like that. Or maybe he claims he recorded him swearing while he was swearing. I don't know what all the details were. But I guess it's all going to come out in court because this guy's got a trial schedule.
I don't think it's going to come out in court.
You think
he's
going to
take a win? Would you take this to court?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't.
So he's got a court date on September 8th. I don't know if that's an arraignment or an actual trial.
He can't win this. He has to testify against an 8-year-old.
It's going to be tough. There's no doubt.
He couldn't do worse if it was a nun in a wheelchair. I mean, he is screwed. He had just better figure out what he's going to do in order to make this right to whomever. And the worst case scenario is what happened at this point.
What are the damages here? mean, there's no victim in this case.
the damages are the poor, corrupted mind of this already potty mouth kid.
Well, I think if anybody's going to claim they're damaged, it's mom, right? Mom believes that her little boy is this little angel. And she makes a statement in the story to that extent, saying something to the effect of, well, our little Johnny doesn't behave that way around us. Well, duh, well, of course not.
What's clear to me, the problem is this family feels that its reputation has been besmirched as a bad parenting group. And I'll tell you, there's not much worse you can say about a woman with a child than she's a crappy mom. And that's what mm-hmm. this is all about. This guy, what he did was hold up a big placard that said, you know, Susie's a crappy mom. Her kid swears.
Well, that's how she sees it, right?
I see it as, look,
kids swear. Get over your damn self.
Well, you see it that way.
Your kid swears, too. Congratulations. You're no different from any other mom or any other kid out there. And the idea that you brought up this example of the homeless guy handing out cigarettes or joints.
Why didn't he be homeless? I didn't say that.
Right, whoever.
The homeless guy didn't have any money to pass out cigarettes and joints and glasses of red wine to kids at a preschool.
Right, some creepy guy passing out adult beverages and such to children, although I guess I'm not supposed to use that term, adult beverage. Alcoholic beverages to children.
Is that licensed?
No, it's not fair to young adults and younger people that might drink those beverages. So alcoholic beverages, passing them out to kids at a preschool, clearly that is, you know, an inappropriate thing to do. Should it be something that he should be – you mentioned he should be beaten for it. I don't know if I agree that
violence –
You don't
think a guy passing out joints, cigarettes, and glasses of red wine to four-year-olds at a preschool deserves some level of violence?
I don't think that violence solves problems, so no, I don't like to go in that direction.
I tend to agree, but that's likely what he's going to get.
Oh, I would agree with you there.
Like 99 cases out of 100, and maybe those 99 cases stand as a warning to that one guy who wouldn't get beaten.
No, I'm with you, Mark. I understand that it's likely that some angry father is going to administer such a such a beatdown. I don't think that's the way you solve problems, though. So I would never agree with it.
Would it be okay to set up a cigarette hander, a guy who hands out cigarettes, joints, and glasses of wine? Would it be okay to put up some kind of trap on the fence that only catches those kind of guys? And like
that seems
shears their arm off.
That seems pretty silly.
Handing it over the.
I think if you've got a problem with people that are loitering around your playground and you don't want them there, that you should take some sort of measure to handle that. Whether that means putting up a privacy fence, or
that's a good idea,
or you know, essentially extending out the location of where you building on a location where you have more privacy, that kind of thing. I think those are ways you solve problems without using violence. But I agree with you that it's certainly tacky to approach people in that way. I don't think that it's a criminal act, however.
Really?
Because it's like
I
said.
Think a 4-year-old can make a consensual, they can consent to alcohol, cigarettes, joints,
sex? It doesn't matter to me, Mark. People have different opinions of what is and what is not appropriate for their children, right? So you bring up this issue of giving things to kids. Well, a lot of people would be upset by a child seeing a naked woman, for instance. Mm-hmm. And some people may be upset by a child seeing a woman in a very skimpy bikini. So it doesn't – there's no way that you can please everybody,
indeed,
right? And so if you've got a woman who's walking by that same preschool.
I'm just pointing out you've got a threshold, too.
Well, it's not a violence threshold. I'm not going to advocate that somebody use violence against these people. If you've got a woman in a bikini, a thong, that is walking by this preschool, there are going to be many parents that are upset about that, too, right? Is it appropriate to beat down the woman in the thong? No.
I don't think so.
Of course you would say that, right? But, yeah, it's not appropriate to do that either. But it may be as offensive to some parents, the woman in the thong, as, you know, handing a cup of alcohol to the preschooler as well. There may be some parents who are as offended. So my point being that if your kids are going to be out in public, there's a chance they're going to see something that could be considered offensive. And the only way to really assure yourself that something like that is not going to happen to your children is to be Johnny on the spot and make sure that they're at the right preschool with the right level of privacy and security, and you know, don't ever let your kids see anything in public, because something at some point is going to offend you as a parent. And some people were making the argument, we had this meeting today with some of the local opposition is not the right word for them, but folks that are critical, say, of some of the activists here in Free Keene, and there's just There's just no way that you can please everybody. Some people are just, they're just intolerant of what other people are would like to do. For instance, enjoy an afternoon in the park without your top if you're a lady. It's completely legal to do that here in Keene, New Hampshire. Across New Hampshire, it's completely legal, as I understand it, to be topless, both male and female. But some people get very upset about that idea, that their children are somehow in danger, that they've been harmed by the, you know, the woman with her top off somehow. Whereas the man with his top off hasn't harmed anyone, but the woman has harmed somebody. And I think the idea that that's harmful in any way is ludicrous. Maybe it harmed your feelings, but it hasn't done you any physical harm. And it's up to you how you decide how you react to different things. And so I think it's a cop out to, you know, to put the onus on the person who's gone topless or the person who's who's attempting to, you know, to get your kids to speak dirty things, to say naughty words, well, things like that.
I'll tell you, I don't think you can. I don't think you can please the whole group. I remember when I was a kid, I worked at a comic book store. There was a comic out there. I think it was called Somerset Holmes or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but it was an adult oriented comic, and it was aimed at adults. Mm-hmm. But it didn't contain, you know, nudity or anything like that. It did, however, have this kind of cheesecake shot on one issue where the side of a woman's breast was shown, where it looked like an intruder came into the room. She's got a gun behind her. She's topless, and she's got just the side of her breast.
See a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. No areola, no nipple, right. No anything like that. And the proprietor of the comic book store, I'd just seen it. I thought it was very interesting. Of course, I think women's breasts are interesting. And,
especially at age 12.
Yeah, something like that. And the owner, she didn't see anything wrong with this. And I get why she didn't. You know, she had a clear delineation as to what is wrong and what is right to have down where kids can get it. And this didn't fit that category, so it was right on the shelf under S.
And someone made an issue of it?
And a woman came in with her son, who was a bit younger than me, mm-hmm. and, you know, it was just, and of course, because he never gets to see anything like this, he was just, look, you know, very excited mm-hmm. about being able to see the side of a woman's breast, and especially a thin one, because, you know, that's not what mom was, and, you know, the fact is, she just went out of her mind over this.
Wow.
It's just out of her mind. She put the comics back on the counter, back on the counter, said, I will never shop here again. This is outrageous.
It's her responsibility. She's responsible for how she feels. She's responsible for protecting, shielding her children, which I think is a ludicrous thing to do, because it just, if you want to, the more you want to shield your kids, the less likely they are to be well adjusted, and they're not going to be able to get along. More coming up. Would love to have your thoughts. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.